Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Once again, week 11 in the NFL. First of all, can't believe we're in week 11 of the NFL. And let's kind of just give you the opening rant like I always do. Chiefs come through in the end. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes and does what he does late in the ball game, and obviously winds up with the goods. Little under a minute makes it all happen. Maybe 28 seconds left. Raiders do have a shot. Obviously unable to get it done. Cowboys maybe shocking the Vikings a little bit. So I found that to be somewhat interesting. That was an interesting game for sure, because nobody felt that was going to happen when the Vikings got on the roll that they've been ever since they were 1-5. Colts, they beat the Packers in OT, and I'll tell you what, missed opportunities going to be the talk of that one. Tua, maybe time where he got a little dose of reality and came back to earth. It's the NFL, for crying out loud, but it took the Broncos to get it done. So what does that mean? I don't know. I guess it means the NFL. NFL stands for not for long. You know what I'm saying? Patriots, they go down to the Texans. That's big trouble. Okay. That's huge. I think they're done. Titans, they get a big one, man. Talk about overtime, kind of a little bit of a theme there. The Ravens, they got problems. Talked a little bit about it last week. And Lamar, dude, you're not that good. You got a lot of things to work on is what I'm really trying to say. It's not that you're not that good. You are. You're really good. What I mean is you got to keep working on the passing game. Steelers, what can we say about them people? They are the only, and yes, I do mean only, undefeated team remaining in the NFL at this point. 10-0 on the season. Gotta love that. That team from Washington knocking out Joe Burrow. Uh-oh, I said, I fear for that kid. It's only a matter of time before his life is in jeopardy. And Taysom Hill, what can we say about that dude getting it done for the Saints? I love that guy. I told you, he's a football player, people. He is a football player. Tons and tons of things to dive into here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
You're gonna play us through lightning ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning!
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. NFL Rewind, week 11 of the NFL Rewind, right here with me on the Sports Overnight America program. Get at me a couple different ways, by the way. You can follow me and get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports as well, and Instagram, Dorf on Sports. And just love talking to people. So get at me in many of those ways because sports are a lot more fun to talk to you about than just to myself. But I do love talking to myself about it, too. All right, and speaking of that, I'm going to run through the scores. Chiefs do get it done, like I said, 35-31, impressively over the Raiders with 28 seconds left. I think they get the score. And by the way the Raiders did it too, Jason Witten, an old dude, a veteran, you love seeing him, gets that late touchdown, gives you a glimmer of hope. You're like, wow, the Vegas, they've got their number. But no, the Chiefs come back. Patrick Mahomes, cool as ice and water in his veins. The guy is just absolutely ridiculous. Leads the league in like every category that you can imagine at this point in his career, and not surprised by anything that he does. Chiefs are an unbelievable team. Going to be tough to beat them. 35-31 over the Raiders. Great effort. Cowboys 31-28 over the Vikings, who were rolling. I can't wait to talk about these things with you, because always the NFL never disappoints us. Like, seriously, you can't make this stuff up. What do the Cowboys really have to play for? Well, they have something to play for because their division's so bad, and the fact that they're 3-7, they're actually still in it. So crazy to think that, but a big hit for the Vikings on their playoff push, to be honest with you. 31-28, Cowboys get it done. Colts 31-34, they beat the Packers. Look, Packers had it going first half. Adjustments happen probably for the Colts. Second half comes out. They play a much better offensive game. Defense tightens up. Packers score 3 points. Need I say any more? You get a loss. 34-31. And believe me, turnovers, huge part of that game too. Chargers making it a little bit interesting with the Jets. 34-28. That's the final there. Justin Herbert continues to look like he deserves to be a starting quarterback in this league. So love what this kid is bringing to the table. Broncos maybe bring Tua and the Dolphins back to earth a little bit. And sometimes it takes one of these teams that really aren't that good to make you come back to earth a little bit and say, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were, and we started drinking that Kool-Aid, and you know what? We got some things to work on, and I do think Tua offensively does need to get a lot better. So, again, great start for this kid. Dolphins, you got definitely something to look forward to, but Broncos maybe bringing you back to earth a little bit. Texans, 27-20 over the Patriots, and that's probably it for the Patriots. Like, probably was it for them already, but you never know. A little bit on the outside looking in. Texans, again, they can't really do much. They're too far behind, if you ask me, and they can play spoiler, so it's good to see that they're still continuing to go out there and play. 27-20, they do get the victory. Ravens go down to the Titans, and I'll tell you what, the Titans, they needed a nice win like this. This shows that the Titans are one of those teams that are somewhat legit going to the playoffs, being a team to be somewhat of a force that could be reckoned with. The Ravens, I think there's cause for concern here. Like, they're kind of on the outside looking in now, and I don't think anybody would have thought that. Titans, 30-24, nice again to have Derrick Henry, who was really important to get the touchdown in overtime for them. Jaguars, no match for the Steelers, who remain undefeated, the only undefeated team. 27-3 is the final there. Nice day for Big Ben. Panthers, they absolutely shut out the lie downs. PJ Walker, this kid from the XFL, he's a fighter, and you know what? Really kind of fun and cool to see this kid get a victory. And you know what? Shame on you, Lions. You, like the Vikings, had a chance to get yourselves in the mix a bit more. Washington 20-9 over the Bengals, and I think the biggest takeaway for me this game, Joe Burrow not being on that field and a torn ACL, done for the season. So I was always concerned about this guy's health, and we saw it play out in week 11 of the NFL. All right, Saints 24-9 over the Falcons, and I'll tell you what, Taysom Hill, slow start, but the dude is a football player. He knows how to get it done. I just love that guy a lot. I'll be serious with you. Great guy. Great, great, great player. Great guy that you can just throw out there in basically any position. Today, a lot of quarterback, a little bit of running, and a victory for the Saints, who now control their own destiny in the NFC as they have the best record in all of the NFC, and the playoffs could go through New Orleans. All right, 24-9 there. Browns 22-17. And here's the deal. I never have been a big fan of Baker Mayfield, as you know, if you listen to me enough, but I have liked Carson Wentz, and you know what? Carson Wentz is, let's just say it, he's trash, people. He's absolute trash, and Baker Mayfield's very lucky. He has a good running game, and the defense came to play for him. All right, I do want to run through the standings really quickly currently for you, because it does kind of paint the playoff picture a little bit clearer for us. Buffalo on top of that division, and you know what? Sometimes, again, not playing is maybe the best thing that you can do. Buffalo had a bye. They're 7-3. Miami goes down 6-4. Patriots 4-6, probably out of it. Jets, again, no wins for them. 0-10. Pittsburgh 10-0. Cleveland 7-3 on top of Baltimore, who's now 6-4. That's important because they're going to be battling with Miami for a playoff spot, wild card most likely. Cincinnati out of the mix, 2-7. Colts 7-3 ahead of the Titans, 7-3 because they got the victory over them. 3-7 Texans, 1-9 Jaguars. Kansas City 9-1, Vegas 6-4. So a few teams at 6-4. We'll go through this a little bit more clearly, but three teams, if I'm not mistaken, 6-4 in the AFC. NFC looks a little bit interesting right now, as you have the Philadelphia Eagles 3-6 leading that division. slimly over the Giants and the Cowboys, who are 3-7. Someone's going to get in the playoffs in that division with a losing record. It's just obvious. All right, Green Bay Packers, and then by the way, Washington and the Cowboys, by the way, if I didn't say it, and the Giants, all 3-7. So it's still anybody's ball game is what I'm trying to say. NFC North, Green Bay Packers on top, but the lead does get a little bit closer. Now a two-game lead over the Bears. They're 7-3, the Packers. Bears 5-5, Minnesota 4-6, and the Lions 4-6. New Orleans 8-2. They are the best team in the NFC, all of the NFC right now. Tampa Bay Buccaneers behind them 7-3. Obviously, they do have a game on Monday night, so we'll be interested to see what happens there. But the Saints have beaten them. Doesn't matter. They control their destiny moving forward. 4-7 Panthers, Falcons 3-7. Seattle 7-3. Rams 6-3. Big Monday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Arizona 6-4. Big loss for them against Seattle, which happened, by the way, on Thursday night. That was 28-21. So, woo, getting through the scores, getting through the standings for you. And obviously, when I come back on the other side, tons of analysis on what I saw, my takeaways, good, bad, ugly from week 11 of the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week. I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
First and goal at the two. The Steelers knocking at the door again. Leading 14-7, trying to get more. Then goes shotgun. Ball in the left hash. Connor gets the call. He's down, and he's in for the Steelers touchdown. James Connor, his 10th of the season.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A three-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
22 of the Rams, third and 13. Goff is in the gun. Hutchinson to four in the defensive line. Five in the secondary. Shotgun snap. Back pedals and sets. He's hit. He escapes. He runs. He's hit again and sacked again. Fumbled the ball. The Chiefs may have gotten the ball. And they have! On a fumble by Goff, who is twirling around and trying to escape the clutches of their defense. Picked up by Houston. Fumble on the play. No team turns it over fewer times than the Rams, but a costly one right there.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Big time!
That's right, baby. We are big time. Welcome back in, everybody. As you know, Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, style Sports Overnight America. Week 11 in the freaking books. Are you kidding me or what? No, I'm not. I'm not kidding, people. All right, just real quickly, want to run through some of the takeaways that I have, and then we'll break it down even more so. Baker Mayfield had to do nothing. Seriously, dude had to do nothing. I wonder if he's going to be able to do something. I'm learning that Carson Wentz can't do much, okay? The guy has regressed so much. You wonder if Jalen Hurts is capable of coming in. He was banged up. I don't know what they're doing right now in that sense of who they think is capable of being the quarterback. But the fact that Baker Mayfield didn't have to do that much, his defense came to play, always gets a great running game. Both those quarterbacks, they've definitely taken step backs. Taysom Hill, man, dude is... Again, you're going to keep hearing me say this week in and week out. If you don't know, I've said it many times before, dude's a football player. Put him in the game. He like is one of those guys that keeps knocking on coach's shoulder, and he's like, put me in, coach, put me in, coach. He's like, well, I already have a player in that position. He goes, doesn't matter. I'll play any position, man. Just get me in the game. I can make something happen, and I'm going to make something happen really good for our team. And they needed him to play quarterback. Didn't start so well for Taysom Hill, and you know what? The guy just kind of kept his calm and his poise, and at the end of the day, a very efficient day, 18 to 23, 233 or something like that in the air, a couple touchdowns running, and it's all good at the end of the day. Joe Burrow, look, I feel bad for you, bro. Really do. Feel terrible for you, Cat, because first and foremost, I've been saying it all year. A lot of times people think, Dorfman, you're nuts. Dorfman's not so nuts, okay? I've been watching, studying these games longer than most people have been alive. It's just the freaking truth, okay? I'm older than the dirt, man. But I do know a lot or a thing or two about these sports that I talk about to you each and every week. And the truth of the matter is I was worried about Joe Burrow. Rightfully so. Offensive line isn't that fantastic. I wasn't thinking that a torn ACL would happen, wasn't hoping for an injury, but quite frankly, when you play for the Bengals and you're a rookie quarterback and your offensive line isn't so good, well, these are the types of things that can happen. PJ Walker, man, all I can say is, brother, great job, man. Like, seriously. This was a former XFLer. He got an opportunity, and let's just say he absolutely made the most of it. You know, like my man Eminem says, if you get one shot, one opportunity, you're going to make the most of it. And PJ Walker, you know what, dude was all over that. And yeah, he took that one opportunity, that one moment, and he just ran with it. So kudos to you, PJ Walker. I'm a fan, and I was a fan in the XFL too. Steelers, man, takeaway from them is, bro, every week we keep thinking that potentially you could lose a football game, and you don't. You just are steady as all can be, and you just know how to win football games, and you have a great defense. And I just – I love Mike Tomlin and Big Ben Roethlisberger and the confidence that these guys continue to show week in and week out with everybody that they're playing with. And they just have a true understanding of each other. That's like, it's like what we used to see with Bill and Tom. And now Tom is doing all right, and I think they're going to be okay. And Bill, well, we're seeing what's happening there. So I guess a good question there could be, do you think that Tom Brady made Bill, or is this just a little bit unlucky in that sense? And is Bill just having a bad go at it? But it does kind of bring that into question. Really does. Because everybody's always saying Tom was all made because of Bill. Well, it doesn't necessarily look that way. Steelers are tough, man. Love that team. 10-0. Kudos. Undefeated. Big one with the Ravens for them next week after a loss for the Ravens, which is where we're going next. Ryan Tannehill, man. Say what you want. Dude got it done in a big game, in a big moment, against a guy like Lamar Jackson, who we're still waiting for him to rise in a big occasion. So, yeah, I love Lamar. So this is one of those ones that it's extremely tough. But I do think he really does need to work on passing the ball downfield. And I said it before, Mark Andrews is, look, he's great. Don't get me wrong. But your tight end can't be your best wide receiver. I just, unless he's Travis Kelce. And I don't even know if Travis Kelce is the best wide receiver that Pat Mahomes has to throw to be honest with you. Tyreek Hill is probably better than him, but Travis Kelce is the best tight end, and it's hard to cover everybody they got. So someone's going to be open, and that's not the case for Baltimore is my point. Dez Bryant's their number two guy maybe now. Willie Snead, I don't know. But that's where they're hurting, and that's maybe why, to me, ultimately why he hasn't gotten better. And Derrick Henry's a beast. So if you have him and you're Ryan Tannehill, and quite frankly, Ryan Tannehill played an okay game too. So it was a big one for him to show up. I like what he did. Patriots are done, man. Finito. Say goodbye. And now it's a question of maybe you should try to see what you have in your backup, because this Cam Newton thing could be a one and done. 7.5 mil or 7 mil, whatever it was, for the experiment that you might have caught a break and you continue to be competitive. But you had a bunch of guys duck out before the season. I think 6 guys, at least for the New England Patriots, ducked out because of the COVID stuff. So it is what it is. Texans, I feel bad for you, man, because it's going to be too little too late. And I love D-Watt. Dude's great, but he doesn't have D-Hop. And D-Watt is not the same guy without D-Hop, let's be honest. Dolphins, Tua. You know what? I like that guy. But it's going to have some growing pains, just like most people do in this league. And I wouldn't be shocked now if you see them lose a couple few games in a row, to be honest. Chargers, they hung on. That would have been embarrassing had you lost to the only team that doesn't have a victory right now. That would have been humbling, to say the least. But Justin Herbert, I like that guy. Good player. Really good player. Packers, 4 turnovers, okay? You're not winning games with 4 turnovers. I don't care how good Aaron Rodgers is. Really don't care. And you know what? Phillip Rivers played all right. First half, the Colts got their ass handed to him. But you know what? Second half, they handed the Packers their ass. So you know what? You got to play 60 minutes. every game is in the NFL. Last I checked, I don't know about you, but last I checked, every game is a 60-minute game. So you just can't have that kind of stuff happen. Four turnovers. It's not good. It doesn't bode well. So you got to do better, Green Bay Packers. And I do put a little bit of this on the offense. Yeah, I put some on the defense too, but 3 points in the second half and you're going to be like, oh, well, the defense couldn't keep them off the field. Well, you know what? The offense, at one point they showed a stat to me. 6 times the Packers had an offensive play and 33 the Colts had. So it was the defense fault, but it was also the offense fault. They got out there twice and they were only able to muster 6 freaking plays. So take some blame. It's a 50-50 split, and maybe even more. You have the special teams in there too. But anyway, Colts, kudos to them. That was a must-win game for them in a way. So they stepped up in a must-win situation. And again, you've heard me say this. Phillip Rivers might be the difference maker, but you know what? They do use Jacoby Brissett a lot. They use the dude a lot in short yardage situations. He can always get that extra little push. So I truly, truly love the way that they're using him and the way that they're playing. The Colts may be a force when push comes to shove. Vikings, that was a big slip up for them. Seriously, major slip up. Can't lose to the Cowboys, a team that really isn't that good right now. You can't lose to them, especially when you're trying to get yourself back into the playoff mix, and this might hurt you. Chiefs came up with the goods, man. Patty Mahomes, that's my guy, and he's just about anybody's guy, and probably put himself right back in the position to be a MVP candidate. All right, got to take a break. It's the NFL Rewind Week 11 style right here. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Sports Overnight America program.
Carolina shows blitz. Shotgun snap. He pumps. He fires it down the field. A man wide open. Running with the football. Juju. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10. He's into the end zone for a 75-yard touchdown pass.
This one downfield. Pass caught. Touchdown, Des Bryant.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the butt of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
The backfield is Camara. From the 17 to Carolina, second down and three. It's a handoff to Camara over the right tackle. Got a block at the 15 outside. The numbers, the 10 to the far sideline, the 5. He runs to the pylon on the goal line, and that is a touchdown. 16-yard touchdown run, a sprint. A sprint by Camara. And the Saints have taken the lead.
Wentz back. Wentz steps up. Here comes the rush. He is going deep, and it is caught. And in for a touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they want. Give them some more DJ.
Oh, it was down the right sideline, and Wentz put it up, and DJ cracked it into his hand.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Andy Dorf taking you through the NFL Rewind, NFL Week 11. Can't believe we're in Week 11 of the NFL right now. It's Sports Overnight America, everybody. Get at me, Andy Dorf on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, Dorf on Sports. Follow me. Let's interact. Let's engage with each other and talk about the sports world or whatever's on your mind, for crying out loud. But the truth of the matter is lots of interesting things. Pittsburgh Steelers are legit. It's a good football team. Really good football team. And they control their own destiny. They have a shot to be the team, and it would have been really nice had the Raiders been able to give the Chiefs their second loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 10-0 and have a big game with the Ravens, which, by the way, which is cool to see, they absolutely didn't get caught speeding. And I think that that is a little bit of a sign of Big Ben and Mike Tomlin and just the maturity of that team in general. You know, James Conner has been around a little bit now, and those wide receivers, other than Claypool, obviously he's a new guy and adding so much. Love seeing what he brings. Dante Johnson had a big game, huge game. They just got a bunch of guys, man, and I think they're having a lot of fun. You know, you can see which teams are having fun and which teams aren't. Again, I always come to you with some sort of a theme in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, my takeaway is I do see certain teams having more fun than others. I mean, let's be honest. The Saints are having fun. They can do a lot of things with a very dynamic Taysom Hill. So I think that they're the best team in the NFC right now. And you know me, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. Born and raised in that great state. But I'm also very objective. Living in the Valley of the Sun, by the way. Follow the Arizona Cardinals. Not totally drinking the Kool-Aid, sipping it. I love Kyler Murray. Don't talk about him enough. By the way, he's an MVP candidate too. Definitely an MVP candidate. We'll be interested to see how the Saints continue to perform without Drew Brees. I think they're going to be fine. I really do. But we'll just kind of keep checking things out. Big loss for the Packers. I'm not so sure, to be quite honest with you, how big home field advantage is in a season where there's no fans in the stands. So what does it really matter? I guess you can do your home regimen versus your road regimen. And maybe there is a big difference to that. I don't know. You know, time will tell, I guess. We'll see. I just think that they're, again, another team having fun. The Titans, they're having fun. They weren't having fun for a couple of weeks, but believe me, it's a lot of fun for Derrick Henry to go out there and just bounce people out of the way. Dude's having fun. I'll tell you a team that was having fun until this week, the Dolphins. They were having fun until they met a Bronco team that was up for the challenge and the task. I think the Chargers are having fun. Even though they're not winning each and every week, they've got Justin Herbert, and I think they know that the future is extremely bright for them. So I do think they're having fun. A team that's not having fun, since we're talking about teams having fun, Jets, man, J-E-T-S, Jets. 0-10. I seriously, at this point, they're trying to lose games. They're trying to lose games. They have to be. Although they did put up a fight, I know, and the Chargers hung on. But I really don't think they put a huge premium on winning football games. Another team having fun. Two teams having fun most weeks. Packers didn't have fun much this week because obviously they tumbled in the second half, scoring 28 points. Offense was looking fantastic in first half, and then boom, the Colts go to the halftime and make adjustments. Four turnovers later, the Green Bay Packers have themselves an L, and the Colts, in a very, very big game for them, get themselves a W, putting up 34 points. But I do think most weeks the Green Bay Packers are definitely having fun. Colts are having fun. Colts are having fun, man. Two teams that probably haven't been having as much fun as they would have liked. Cowboys had fun today because they beat a team that was playing a little bit better. And the Vikings definitely did not have fun because they were playing a team that they should have beat. And they didn't do that. They let themselves down. Dalvin Cook, once again, huge game, 27 carries, 115 yards, touchdown. Adam Thielen, you know, there's a lot of guys that you could make an argument they're the best wide receiver in the game. Adam Thielen is starting to really make an appearance. 8 receptions, 123 yards, couple touchdowns for that guy. And then another couple of teams that, I'll be honest with you, week in and week out, I'll guarantee you they're having fun as well. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs, who did get the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. But I'll tell you what, the Raiders are having fun. They are. They lost this one, and they're going to kick themselves probably a little bit because, truth be told, you can't leave Patrick Mahomes that much time. You can't leave him right around 2 minutes. They also had a bunch of – I think they had all 3 timeouts too. So it wasn't going to be a question. And they were down 3 points. The score was 28-31 when the Raiders wound up getting back on top with a really nice drive by Derek Carr, who, by the way, is having himself a very quiet but very nice season at the same time. But the truth is that the Raiders are definitely having fun week in and week out. Wind up not having fun at the end of this game because you got Patrick Mahomes, which means Pat did it in the end like so many times we've seen him do before. One of the best to ever play the game. You got to just enjoy watching Patrick Mahomes. You really do. Dude's fantastic. And when it's all said and done, yeah, I'm going to say it. I really am. We absolutely could be looking at the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. You know, you don't have to like the Raiders, you know, just thinking about things here. But with that being said, John Gruden has these guys playing better than respectable. I didn't think they'd be in position for a playoff spot. I really didn't, man. I didn't know that I could trust Derek Carr. Derek Carr, for the most part, yeah, he threw the interception late in the game, but they forced him to do something in an uncharacteristic way because he had to get down the field in a hurry. 28 ticks left. You got to go 75 yards. It's a daunting task. because you got to get a touchdown, not three. Like that was the luxury that Patrick Mahomes had. At worst, you know, you feel pretty good that you can get a field goal. But with Patrick, you know, he's striving for a touchdown, and he got it. He really did. Guy's that good. You know, a couple more things I want to get to. Patriots. Cam Newton. Maybe the experiment should be done. You know, it was a valiant effort to try to save yourself. Keep yourself in what you would have thought would have been an opportunity to make the playoffs, because you've never really been sold on that division when you think about it. Think about that division. It's always been the New England Patriots. But now there's kind of a new dog, and maybe two new dogs in town, in the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. So I think things will be changing there. And I do think the AFC East could be a different division for a little while. Very, very fun. Very, very interesting. By the way, will the Steelers go undefeated? Ravens, Washington, Bills, Bengals, Colts, Browns. Those are the last games. Ravens, Washington, Bills, Bengals, Colts, and Browns. 10-0 at this point. They've got a legitimate shot. So that's also something to think about. Do they want a loss? Is it necessary? Is it necessary for them to take a loss? I don't think so. Not when you're playing as well as they do. If you're 15-0 and you are winning that game pretty big, I think you could take those guys out in the second half. If you're losing big, you could probably take those guys out too. But I think you owe it to yourselves and your fans to go for it if you are 15-0. 10-0 at this point, it's remarkable. Got to give them credit. Really do got to give them credit. Lie downs, man. That's what they did. They lied down this week. You, as much as I love P.J. Walker, you've got to be able to beat a guy like P.J. Walker who's coming from the XFL, or it just goes to show that a bunch of people made a huge mistake, which, you know what, could very well be the case. 24 of 34, one touchdown, two interceptions. Matthew Stafford not able to find the end zone. Just a pathetic day for the Lions. And you have to give credit to the Panthers. You know what? Their defense stepped up. They needed help. They needed to help their quarterback, a young guy, and give him an opportunity to have a victory. So, yeah, I'm impressed with the way that the Panthers were able to make the Lions really regret this loss when push comes to shove late in the season. I'm guaranteeing that. All right, I know the music is rocking and rolling, so I will take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind. Week 11 style of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America.
We're going to go for two and a quick shotgun snap on the two-point try. Breeze in the backfield. Now runs. He's on the numbers. Throws a pass. It's picked off. Picked off on the far side. Grabbed by Dante Jackson. He runs from the 20.
Oh, no.
On the numbers, the 30. Here he goes. The 40 up the middle, the 50. Foot race to the 30. Foot race on the hash mark to the 20. The 10. He's in. Oh, my goodness. Carolina will get two the other way.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can
can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, coming at you one last time here on the NFL Rewind, Week 11 style of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Run through the scores real quickly one more time and then give you my parting shot like I always do. Chiefs 31-35 over the Raiders, Cowboys 31-28 over the Vikings, Colts 31-34, they beat the Packers in overtime. Chargers 34-28 over the Jets, Jets, undefeated, only undefeated team remaining. Broncos beating the Dolphins, bringing Tua back to earth, 2013. Texans 27-20 over the Patriots. Ravens going down to the Titans, big day for Derrick Henry, 30-24 there. Steelers 27-3, undefeated. Undefeated, yes, 10-0. You got the Jets who have yet to win a game, and you got the Steelers who can't lose a game. Panthers 20-0 over the Lions. Washington 20-9 over the Bengals. Feel bad for Joe Burrow. Saints 24-9. My man Taysom Hill. Browns 22-17 over the Eagles. All right, parting shot, people. Always appreciate you hanging out with me on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. First things first. All right, here are the takeaways. Look, Taysom Hill, dude is a stud. Love that guy. Gonna win some football games while Drew Brees is taking a break. Washington, you took Joe Burrow, and this guy was on pace to break Andrew Luck's rookie record of yards thrown, so I feel bad for that guy. Really do feel bad for that guy. Colts, you won a big game, man. Got to give you credit. You won a big game in a major situation where you needed to come out and play a whale of a football game, and you did that. Steelers, you're undefeated, man. Just keep doing what you do. Keep playing the game so damn well. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Can't say enough about my guy, Patty Mahomes. Dude is just freaking that good. Don't give him the ball with any time left. That's all I can say. All right, for Scott, I'm Andy. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thank you for listening to me here on the NFL Rewind, week 11 of the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America.